Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the disruptions that occurred in the stock market due to the pandemic, many investors are now focusing on companies that can endure crises like these. Joseph Costigan is a chartered financial analyst with Apricus Wealth. He joins us now by phone from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Give us your perception of the markets today. Do you feel that the level of risk has increased in investing dramatically with all of what has happened?
It all depends on what risk means to you. Technically, risk is the same thing as uncertainty. At least that's how we approach it in our business. You know, if your personal plan is predicated upon stock market return being average, in the short run, you have a really good risk of being disappointed. And this year is a perfect example of that. We define risk as what are the cash flows of a portfolio? And if they're at risk, you know, what are we going to do to mitigate that? The stock market bouncing up and down is, I think, a real risk if you're an insurance company. But for the average investor, I think it's hard to align with that, you know, with the stock market always going up, particularly in the short run.
Let's just go ahead and dive into where you see opportunities right now in the marketplace.
Things that we look at are things like the debt level of a company. Is a company profitable? Is a company going to continue to be able to pay its dividends? We think of these as risk factors that we can select away from. You know, we don't have to own every company in the market. We can own, in our view, the better companies and avoid companies that maybe have these factors that are going to make them risky when bad times come. And bad times are always going to come. You know, the coronavirus wasn't expected, but a virus should have been anticipated. You know, you had the SARS virus, you had the West Nile virus, you had the Ebola virus. Something was eventually going to come around that was going to cause this kind of situation, and you had to prepare for it. And the best time to prepare for it is before it happens. So when we're thinking about companies that we're going to own, like, and every company that I'm about to name, all of our clients own, and we co-invest with our clients, so we own them personally.
Okay, so before we get into the names then, are you saying that these are companies that were not affected by the virus? Now, every company in the world is going to anticipate a virus again. So are there other things that these companies that you're going to mention are also prepared just basically for the unknown or the unexpected?
Yeah, I think it's kind of common sense, Mike. You know, if you don't have too much debt, then whether it's the financial crisis or the virus situation, you know, you'll be in a better position to survive it. So it's really about enduring beyond the threat. The last thing you want is to own a company that goes into bankruptcy. That's where you lose everything as an investor. So what we're looking for are businesses that are conservatively financed, that are growing, that have end markets that are positive. So examples would be Quest Diagnostics, Apple Incorporated, Cisco Systems, Target Corporation, Union Pacific, JP Morgan would be another one. Businesses that we feel would be highly likely to survive long periods of uncertainty.
And so it sounds like one of the key factors in your formula for success for these companies is no or low debt levels.
Low or no debt levels, profitability, conservative management teams, and markets that are growing. Pretty classic stuff. What we're really doing is avoiding what we would consider inferior businesses.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Joseph Costigan is a chartered financial analyst with Apricus Wealth, and he joined us by phone from his office in Beaufort, South Carolina. He's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.